I got this job at Paul Bunyan restaurant as a cook. In the same year, Carol picked the same place for her summer job as a waitress.
When I saw Tomasz, it was on my interview. He was sorting silverware in the kitchen.
She caught my eye and I got immediately interested in her, but she thought that I have some mental disorder.
He just kept staring at me all the time and never saying anything.
My English was not good.
I just thought he was a little bit odd and I kind of felt sorry for him. And one day I went to pick up my pancakes and it was Tomasz's job to make the pancakes every morning. So I went to pick up my platter and all the pancakes were in the shape of hearts. So then I knew something was really up.
Right.
Our first date, I decided to take him to a concert on the square where the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra was playing. At one point, the mood turned really romantic and he turned to me and he said,
I'm sick of you.
And I said, what?
Basically, what I translated from Slovak language, that's how we say, I'm lovesick. But, you know, it turned out a little different. So
I heard, I'm sick of you.
Reading her facial expression, I realized that it probably doesn't mean the same thing.
I decided to give him a second chance anyway.
Our wedding date, actually, was exactly 3 years later.
Tomasz's parents came from Slovakia. You know, his parents couldn't understand English. So we decided to say our vows in English and in Slovak. So the day came and I said my vows in English and they came to the part in Slovak and I said, I, Carol, take you, Tomasz, to be my wife. Tomasz cracked a little smile.
In Slovak, husband and wife is a very similar word.
To this day, we still tease each other that Tomasz is my wife.
It's kind of another thing to laugh about now.